Several weeks back, you'll recall, we heard this very same gospel once. We celebrated the Feast of the Sacred Heart, and we heard these words proclaimed. And if you recall, but I'll repeat some a little bit, the reflection or the homily, the message that was given, was about the idea that Jesus comes to give us refreshment. Jesus comes to free us from our burdens. He says, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." But today, perhaps we can ponder, what is it that we need rest from? What are these burdens? What are the things that make us weary? How do we make sense of them? We live in a world that is full of different voices. Whether it be in our own homes, in our own hearts, in the world at large, in society, there are voices vying for our attention. And oftentimes, what makes us most weary, if we're honest with ourselves, is that we don't know how to navigate what's going on. And I could talk about things in society, different moral issues. I could talk about just in our own communities, trying to deal with the decline in the Catholic population here. I could talk about certain more global issues of persecutions and wars. But I think one thing that perhaps all of us, to some degree, less or more or less, that causes us weariness is, how do I make sense of what's right and what's wrong? When all over the place, even in our own church, there are different voices vying for our attention. This bishop says this thing, this bishop says that thing. What am I supposed to listen to? What am I supposed to make sense of all this? This priest says this, this priest says that. Who's got the right answer? How often do we find ourselves watching the news or reading something on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, wherever it is we find ourselves, and just go, what does this mean? How am I supposed to make sense of this? Matters in our own church, which was for much of our lives perhaps thought to be a beacon of stability. What am I supposed to do? How do I make sense of this? And unfortunately, I'm not here today to get into how do you make sense of it, perhaps. That's a much bigger conversation than I can have in this little space of time. But it's no coincidence that as there is much confusion and strife in our world, in our country, in our church, that these words are repeated to us over and over again. Come to me. And not just those, but the very words before it. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son. And anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Because what lies underneath these questions we have, trying to make sense of our world, our country, our church, our community, our own family, is, where are you, God, to make sense of this? And I would offer to you today, the question we need to ponder is not, how do I make sense of this? What does this mean? But it's, where do I turn? That's why Jesus prefaces that invitation come to me by saying, all things have been handed over to me by my Father. And if you come to me, I will show you the Father. The secret to lifting off these burdens, this confusion, this anger perhaps that we have so often when we read the news or we go on social media or wherever it is we find out about things going on in the world. The secret is that first we have to ask ourselves, do I believe that the Father has me? Do I believe in the Father? Do I have a clear enough vision to see that God is with me now? If we do not trust that God is with us, it doesn't matter all the reasons you try to give to explain what's going on. You won't be happy with it. It won't be satisfying. It'll only make you more angry. The secret is, where do I turn? And the answer is the Father, and only to the Father. And that is difficult for many reasons. Because oftentimes when we think about God our Father, there are other images that try to creep in to tell us what he's like. But Jesus tells us today and reminds us, don't pay attention to those false images of who God is that you may have, of this judge or this happy-go-lucky, I'll just let everything go, or whatever it is that you have in your mind that you think God is, who you think God is. Jesus says, let me show you who he is. Because only if you see him for who he really is will you be able to lift off those burdens of anger, of distress, confusion, stress, disturbance, whatever, insert trouble here. We have to look for the Father. And the way we look for the Father is we go to the Son. Go to Jesus. That invitation to come to him for rest is the only path we have to really make sense of our lives. And so are we doing that? If perhaps you find yourself getting angry, watching the news, you're reading something on a website or on Facebook or Twitter, and you get angry at it, it just doesn't make sense. Are you bringing yourself to the Father in that moment? Are you putting down your phone and actually sitting with the Lord for a moment? As I can tell you, if you just sit there staring at your phone, it's not going to make the anger go away. If you send some tweet or respond to some comment you saw on somewhere, it's not going to make the anger or the frustration or the confusion go away. Go to the Father. Go to Jesus. And he will show you what he's doing. He will show you that he's there. He'll show you what it means to be his son, to be his daughter. Go to the Father. That's the only path forward.